They came up on the short end. Schaub, though, is a terrific player, outstanding.
Unreal.
He's unreal. He's going to do very good things on the next level. And right now they're in the driver's seat, and that's a good place to be.
And like Ryan said there, of course, Marlette now alone in first place in the Greater Thumb East at 5-1. Harbor Beach falls to 4-2. John Mooney, what's the outlook here for Harbor Beach the rest of the way out?
Rest of the way, it's going to be difficult to go ahead and catch the Red Raiders. They're in the driver's seat, and I really doubt very seriously that they're going to lose another game, especially on their own home floor. As far as Harbor Beach is concerned, they want to go ahead and keep the pressure on, but they got to look at themselves too. They had their opportunities tonight to go ahead and bring home a victory back to Harbor Beach. They fell short, and they have to regroup. They have to go ahead and say that, this isn't the only goal that we have this year, and there are some other goals that are out there, and they have to go ahead and point towards those.
Marlette, of course, next game is on Friday at Sandusky. Actually started a three-game road trip here at Sandusky, at Memphis, and at USA. Then they have Ubley at home on the 25th, then finish up the season at Brown City to wrap up completely the Greater Thumb East play. Harbor Beach, they are at Ubley on Friday, then home against Vassar on Monday. Of course, they're playing three games a week here the rest of the season. So on Monday, home against Vassar. On Wednesday, home against Brown City. On Friday, they are at Memphis, the 24th of February, away at Croslex on the 25th, the next day at Lakers, and then home against Sandusky on the 27th, and then going into districts, they host Ubley in the first round. Marlette hosts, actually, is at Dryden in their first game. So really, this one really decided a key piece in that puzzle for the Greater Thumb East division. It's still attainable by Harbor Beach, but Marlette, like Ryan said, is in the driver's seat.
The game last week against Sandusky, dropping that one, really put Harbor Beach behind the eight ball in this race. And so right now they're hoping that good friends over in Ubley pull up an upset. But, like I said, if I was a betting person and Las Vegas is going to be putting some odds on this one, I wouldn't take those odds for a second.
Well, it was a great game, as we expected. Marlette is an outstanding team. Like John Mooney said, I don't expect them to lose again for the rest of the way with the leader like Matt Schaub on their team. Harbor Beach also has goals to attain. They can still reach league with some help. So it should be interesting to see how both teams fare out down the stretch.
As far as turnovers go tonight, Marlette had 16. Harbor Beach had 9. Marlette's largest lead was 12 with 4:04 left in the fourth quarter. They led 57-45. And then Harbor Beach fought right back and brought it within 2 at one point.
Marlette got out the gate really fast, and it was almost seemed like Harbor Beach was playing catch-up the whole night, which they were. I don't think they really tied the score, did they?
Well, Marlette came out and led 9-0 before Harbor Beach scored, so that never helps to get out into an early hole in Marlette. But as far as our next broadcast goes on WLAW Sports, that will be on Wednesday, Reese at Bad X. Changing gears a little bit.
Looking for all sorts of fun in that one. You never can tell what's going to happen on the road if you're Reese. And Bad X could be a trap game for them.
Ryan Brown, last thoughts from tonight.
This doesn't get any better. The only thing that would have made this game better is if we all got overtime, because that would have been awesome, because this game was right down the wire like we expected. Outstanding game, well played by both sides, and like John Mooney said, the officiating was outstanding as always.
John Mooney, your thoughts.
Oh, gosh, prognosticators, we really did the job today, huh? Like 0-3 on this one.
As far as the Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game, John Mooney actually takes home the victory out of default. He was the closest. He said Harbor Beach 62, Marlette 60. Actually, a 63-60 Marlette. So Ryan and I weren't even close. So
wait a second. Didn't I say Marlette?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
No. That's why I write these things down. So John Mooney takes home the seceded victory, I guess we'll call it.
Well, it stopped Ryan anyways, you know.
There's a DMZ line out there.
Next week, boys.
All right. But on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, we'd like to thank you for listening. And, of course, our sponsors, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Ramsey Fairholm, our family serving yours since 1948. Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb. Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Graf Chevrolet, TNT Equipment, Saginaw Valley State University, more motor sales, Huron County Independent Insurance Agents, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler, and K&S Insurance Agency. Cellular transmission as well as internet transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the Talk of the Thumb. So on behalf of the entire WLEW Sports broadcast team, Ryan Brown, sideline correspondent, pushing all the buttons back in the studio, that is Jay Lake. Ryan, of course, Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent, John Mooney, in-game analysis and color commentary, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. So we hope you enjoyed tonight's game. Marlake lead in the Greater Thumb East with a 63-60 victory over Harbor Beach to take a game lead in the East. But like we said, there's so much more to be played here in this season. Who knows how it's going to end? We will see you again on our next broadcast on next Wednesday, a week from tonight, as Reese travels to Bad Axe in a Greater Thumb West showdown. And then the week after that, we actually have a crossover game. Harbor Beach travels to Lakers the following Thursday, I believe, on the 27th.
Tuesday.
That's, there we go. We're all over the place here in the next few weeks. Be sure to check out thumbnet.net for the latest or listen to 102.1 FM. So on behalf of everyone here, thank you for listening. Marlette 63, Harbor Beach 60. We'll see you next week.